Well, April 15th has come around again. Hi, this is Charles Goyette. But the day to watch isn't just tax filing day, it's Tax Freedom Day. That's the date on which Americans have collectively earned enough money to pay off their total tax bill for the year. That's right, everything earned up until Tax Freedom Day goes to the government. Well, this year, Tax Freedom Day isn't until April the 21st. Now, this year, it comes 3 days later than it did last year. So in case you're a trend spotter, last year, you had to work 5 days longer than the year before that. Americans have spent to this point $160 billion and more than 6 billion hours over the past year on tax compliance to get us here to filing day. This year also marks the 101st year of the income tax. The original tax code was 400 pages long. Now it's 73,000 or more pages long. Originally, the top tax rate was 7%. Well, it didn't take them long. 5 years later, it hit 77%. In fact, eventually, the top tax rate hit 94%. Well, now the individual federal income tax rates run up to 39.6%. So I suppose that's something, but it still seems pretty high. After all, even the cruel Pharaoh of ancient Egypt only demanded 10%. And finally, the income tax burden is shouldered by 56.7% of households. You may have heard that 43.3% of American households do not pay any federal income tax whatsoever. They pay none. Now, when most people hear that number, they're outraged. They say it's unfair. 43.3% pay no federal income tax. But when Ron Paul heard that number, he said that he wouldn't rest until nobody's paying it. Makes sense to me. And that's today's commentary for your freedom and prosperity. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.